Okay, welcome to the case study group call. So this is our first case study group call. And the way these calls work, this is an opportunity for us all kind of just to come together as a group and share stories and get some guidance. Typically on these calls, I might have a topic that we're going to talk about or an expert interview or somebody who's an inspiring story. Today we've got a very, very inspiring story to kick off the calls. A lady named Tracy Whitten, who has lost over 90 kilos or over 200 pounds. And she lost weight in a very gradual way, and a really, to my opinion, the most ideal way to do it because it's the most sustainable way. We're going to hear from her. We'll also hear from some of our coaches if they want to come in. And then if you have questions. So if you have questions, what you want to do is you're listening to the calls, you want to press 1. And when you press 1, we'll know that you have a question. And then our screening room will get your name and put you in the queue. If we can't answer all of your questions, don't worry, because you're going to have opportunities to speak with your coaches and also to speak with me, which leads me to a general announcement about my office hours for calling in to talk to me. So originally we were going to have the office hours in just 2 days during the month. I'm going to do it a little bit different. I'm going to have office hours this month 4 days a week for 1 hour. So Monday, if you check the page, it'll be the exact times, but they're a little bit different each day, but for an hour a day, I'm going to be available to talk. If you can't get me, you can try me again the next day. But by doing it this way, you should be able to get everybody. So there's a limit just to talk to me once a month because I have to make sure that I can connect with everybody. So you can call me anytime during the month during my office hours, and we'll talk once a month. It's great if you have specific questions so I can help steer you in the right direction. So this month now, this being the first month of the case study, what you want to be focusing on is what are your fat triggers. That's really what we talked about in the lecture. That's what you're going to be talking about with your coach. What are the fat triggers? What is activating your fat programs? What is causing your body to want to hold on to weight, to resist losing weight? So if you keep in mind that weight is a form of protection. So originally it was a protection against famines and cold weather thousands of years ago, but weight's a form of protection. So how is the weight protecting you? So it could be an emotional thing. Now, if it's an emotional thing, a perfect example, I was thinking about this today as I was going for a walk, is that, you know, when you injure your ankle, so you have swelling or inflammation. So what is swelling, really? Swelling is getting bigger around an area, protecting swelling around an area to protect a wound. Right? That's what inflammation is. It's swelling around an area to protect a wound. Now, if the wound is an emotional wound, the body doesn't really know where it is. It just knows there's a wound, and you're carrying that wound around with you. And it's almost like the body is swelling up to protect you against that wound. So it's an emotional thing. If you're in chronic stress all the time, it's a reminder to your body that you're in some way unsafe and you need protection. That can cause your body to use weight as a form of protection. It may be a reaction, a chemical reaction to being sleep deprived, dehydrated, not getting proper nutrients, digestion problems, several different things like this, medications, all of these different things, or your body can just get tricked hormonally into activating this protection mechanism because of the foods that you eat. So what way is your body activating your fat programs? So that's what you need to be thinking about. So with that in mind, I want to bring Tracy on. And before I do, just a general note to the people screening the calls for me, my moderators, send me an updated text. Let me know how many people are on the call, who has their hand up, which coaches are here, et cetera. And so we'll answer questions. After I talk to Tracy, we'll answer questions if you have them. If you don't have questions, it's fine. It's great. It means everything's happening, and we'll just keep going. So let's talk to Tracy.
Hello.
Tracy, you there? Hey, Tracy.
Yes,
how
I
are
am.
You?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for joining us, and I really, really appreciate it. I just feel like your story to me is one of the most inspiring stories of anyone I've ever talked to because of the way you lost the weight. Not only have you lost an incredible amount of weight, almost 100 kilos, over 90 kilos, over 200 pounds, but also the fact that you've lost the weight in such a gradual way, I actually like. Now, most people, you know, you go on a diet and they just they want the weight off immediately, but then there's it becomes impossible to sustain because it's such a it becomes such a yo-yo effect. Your body's so shocked by the weight loss and it's used to being another weight. You did it in a very, very gradual, sustainable way, and I'm just wondering if we can talk a little bit about it. You could share your experiences with us.
Sure. Yes, I have done it over in a gradual way. It's taken me 7 years.
Okay.
I have to admit, if I sat back 7 years ago, I would have thought, oh, that's way too long. I would have expected instant results.
Yeah.
I started my journey after having surgery in desperation to lose some weight.
Okay,
and realizing
you,
I was...
go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, Tracy. We're here.
Oh, no, I didn't hear your question. Sorry, John. It cut out a little bit.
That's okay. Keep going. You said you were wanting to have surgery. Is that right?
Yeah, I did. I'd tried everything to lose weight. So I think every diet that was out there, I'd spent a lot of money on products to lose weight. Every diet, and all I did was succeed in getting bigger and bigger. So in sheer desperation, I went and saw a surgeon and was booked in to have a gastric sleeve put on. I was told I'd never lose weight without that. And unfortunately, I believed the surgeon. I went through with the procedure and there was a problem whilst having it. And because of my size, I didn't realise I'd had a massive hernia and they punctured my... small intestine, my liver and my pancreas, and I ended up not actually having the procedure done correctly. My stomach wasn't actually cut, which is good, but I was extremely ill. I'm acutely ill. I ended up waking up in intensive care on life support. It was horrible.
All right, so let me try to
understand. I guess that was
the
beginning.
So let me try to understand the story. So you went in for surgery. The surgery was a disaster, and then they didn't even do the original surgery that they were meant to do. Is that right?
That's right. So I did. I had been asked to go back and have the surgery completed. However, I'm not interested. I don't need it.
Yeah. So how long did it take you to recover from that?
It took me a long time, probably 12 months at least, if not longer.
Okay.
I ended up having to take supplements because I was so unwell. So I had to take pancreatic enzymes and I couldn't even take Panadol for a headache or anything. My liver was so injured. So it took me quite a while to recover.
What a disaster.
But this sounds horrible.
What did you end up doing?
Sorry.
How long did it take for you to recover?
It would have taken me 12 months. Initially in hospital, I was in hospital for 10 days. But 3 months after that, I still couldn't eat properly. I still found it very difficult to eat. I was very nauseous all of the time.
And then so what happened to get you on the right track?
Okay, I was fortunate when I was in hospital to meet a beautiful nurse who told me, who came in to me and said that she had my pathology results, which showed I was nutritionally starving. And she said that the dietitian was coming in to speak to me about including nutrients and supplements and et cetera into my diet because I was nutritionally starved. And she just said to me, she was lovely, she held my hand and said to me, you've got to stop dieting, it's killing you. And I listened. I was so frightened and I just listened. And then I started my own journey. I didn't really know what I was doing, but I just started eating good whole food, proper food, like making sure that there were nutrients in it. And basically protein and nutrients. So if it was nutrient rich, I ate it. If it wasn't, I didn't eat it. And a couple of years later, I'd lost some weight, but not a huge amount of weight. Oh, I guess it was a huge amount. It was about 40 kilos. But then I read your book. and I've managed to lose a lot more.
So what changed once you read the book? You were already adding nutrients. Was there anything else different that you started doing once you read the book?
Absolutely. I actually realized the importance of emotional obesity and realized I needed some help. Initially, I think I was nutritionally starved. So by improving that, improving my intake was good. However, reading your book, I realized it was, you touched me. It was, I realized that I wasn't alone, that there was somebody who'd been through this and who actually had an answer and a way to follow, a program to follow, which I did. And I started to do the visualizations immediately, and I found I was much, I just felt mentally much more stable. And it just helped me definitely in my journey.
Right. And then once you started getting, so I just want to make a general point, Tracy, because you bring up a really important point, and that is that even if originally, you know, because really today in this program, in this class, we're talking about what the root trigger is, the root cause of your weight. And I think you probably recognize that it may have been emotional, but even though the root cause, the original trigger was emotional, there's still going to be physical things that are going to be kind of like the fallout of the problem. So for you, there was an emotion, there was digestion issues, there was nutritional issues, and they, to me, those are sort of like the fallout of all of the emotional stress that you went through, but they still have to be addressed. So even though you get to the, and this is the point I want to make that I think is really important, is that even if you get to the root cause, even if you know what the root cause is, you still have to deal with the physical manifestations of that problem. So, and you did that. You dealt with the nutritional things. And I think if you look at the way your progress flowed, it was almost mapped out in some invisible way, because I don't think you would have had the strength to deal with the emotional issues until you started nourishing your body and getting it stronger and getting it to the place where you had lost a little bit of weight. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And once I realized once I read the book, I realized the emotional obesity was probably the underlying, well, it's definitely the underlying reason I'm got so big, and I've still have, you know, I'm still learning. So I understand we do have stressful situations happening in my life at the moment, and I know by recognizing that and actually getting some help is and getting information of how to help, the mind body connection is so much more important than we ever realized, and that's what I'm learning right now.
I'll tell you what, Tracy. You know, my journey in that regard is 10 years down the road, and I can tell you that the further I get, the more I realize how crucial the mind-body connection is and the mind-body relationship, and how important it is to understand your mind, to have tools to work with your mind, to manage your mind really, so that you can feel safe, you can feel comfortable, you can live a low stress life, and you can solve problems and be active at the same time, which is exactly what you're doing. So now we fast forward to today. You've lost another 60 kilos since you've had the Gabriel Method and since you started listening to CB. And so now, where are you now? Do you feel that your life, the weight loss that you have is sustainable? Do you feel like you have the tools that you need to navigate through the stressful situations? What's happening now?
Oh, absolutely. I recognize that stress is my major factor in my weight and in gaining weight. Now, I actually hadn't lost any weight in 9 months. I'd plateaued, and I was getting a little bit concerned. I thought, well, maybe this is where I'm supposed to be. And I was disappointed. Yeah. However, I came to your retreat in Kiama, and I had the opportunity to meet not only you but some other amazing people and Paul North. And I've since been working with Paul. And I've realised that the emotional side of this is what's stopping me from continuing. And since I've been talking with Paul, I've actually lost another few kilos, which is brilliant. And I feel very positive that it's not something that you've found the answer and you're there. That's it. you've done it. It's a continual process. You need to continually change
yeah.
things and improve things and learn.
Yeah.
And that's what I feel I'm
learn.
Doing at the moment. So I'm positive I'm going to reach my ideal weight. I know that will happen. It won't happen tomorrow, but it will happen.
That's great. And the most important part of it, and this is really the key of losing weight this way, is it's sustainable, right? I mean, you feel like you're not your life's not a battle. You know how when you go on a diet, it's a constant war. You're on the program. You're off the program. You're fighting cravings, night and day, donuts, drive-thru, blah, 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 blah. To you, do you feel like you're in this place where already you're still losing more weight, but the weight loss that you're having is very sustainable? Does that sound true to you?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's gone. What I've lost
great.
Is gone, and I'm not concerned I'm going to gain it back because I don't think it's going to happen. And I just feel so good, and I have so much energy and everything. I'm not going to change what I'm doing because I feel so good. So I don't think that I'll ever go back to my old desperate lifestyle and punishing my body, which is exactly what I was doing.
No, you know, the bottom line is, Tracy, you have changed. You have grown. You've evolved. You are not the same person. Not only are you less than half the size, you are not the same person. It's just that simple, and it's a beautiful thing. So Tracy, you're a tremendous inspiration to us. You're a weight loss rock star, as far as I'm concerned, and you got a powerful message for the world. And I really, really appreciate you spending some time with us and inspiring us on our journey. So thank you so much.
No,
Tracy,
thank you, John. Again, you've helped change my life, and I can't thank you enough.
Well, I'm here anytime you need. So. Let's keep in touch, okay?
Awesome.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Tracy mentioned Paul North. Paul's one of our coaches. I'm not sure. I don't think he's going to be able to make it on the call today because he's got a double booking. But we do have some of our other coaches. I just want to bring in real quickly. We'll speak to our senior coach, Brian Killian. So, Brian, are you there?
Yes, John, I'm here, mate.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you today?
Yeah, really good. So the idea is just to real quickly touch base, catch up. Let me know what's working, what's not working, you know, and just any of your thoughts about where you are right now with your people and the case study in general.
Yeah, no worries. All right, I've got one point I want to address, and you know, I've had a couple of emails from a few of my clients over the years too. What's happening to me, Brian? You know, I'm putting on weight. Okay, so we advocate not getting on the scales. All right, like that's one of the things, you know, throw away your scales. But, you know, invariably some people are. But I think what people need to remember is, you know, the position that they're coming from when they start, you know, adding the proteins, the omegas, the live three. Just like Tracy, you know, often they're overfed, but they're undernourished, and you know the natural reaction of the body is to, you know, make a stronger, leaner body, which is going to be initially, you know, may result in the scales going up a bit. So I think throw the scales away, liberate yourself from those, and also people often are, you know, chronically dehydrated. So when they start to drink water, obviously their weight, you know, can go up as a result of that also.
Okay, hey Brian, can I just chime in for 1 second about the dehydration? This is another thing I want to emphasize that point, because this is another thing I'm learning about dehydration, is that we are all, I don't care who you are, we are chronically dehydrated. The reason we're chronically dehydrated, I think, is because most of the food we eat is cooked, processed, so it's already dry. Now, thousands of years ago, almost all the food we had some sort of moisture in it. It was either live fruits and vegetables or even live meat. But one way or the other, it had moisture in it. So we were getting moisture with our food. Also, we need more water now to eliminate the toxins that we're getting. We're getting way more toxins now than we did 10 years ago, 50 years ago, forget about hundreds or thousands of years ago. We're getting way more toxins. We need that. And you need water in order to burn fat. And when you are chronically dehydrated, and believe me, everybody is, I truly believe at least 80 to 90% of us, unless you make a real effort, are chronically dehydrated. And if you are chronically dehydrated, it manifests as sugar cravings, junk food cravings, tiredness. I had an experience just this last week with dehydration, which I haven't had in a long time, so I normally drink a lot of water. But I started doing this yoga called Bikram yoga, which is when you're in a practically a sauna. It's 45, 50 degrees or 110 degrees Fahrenheit. And so you're doing this yoga and you're sweating like crazy. I ran out of water in the morning. I normally have these big water bottles. So I ran out of water, so I didn't get to drink water in the morning. I did a Bikram yoga. I must have sweated 2 liters at least. I mean, I was just sweating like crazy. And then I had to get on to work. I was busy. I didn't have time, blah, 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 blah. By the afternoon, I started feeling things that I haven't felt in years. I started feeling tired. I started thinking about junk food. I mean, I never think about these things. And I thought, what is going on with me? I haven't felt like this in 10 years. And then I just realized and remembered that I was really, really dehydrated. I just plied myself with water, and I was fine again. So we don't know that we're dehydrated. Our body doesn't know how to communicate that to us. So these simple suggestions that we have in warmth one, to just wake up and drink 4 glasses of water and then drink a glass or two before you drink up, to keep plying yourself with water, is really, really crucial. It's such a simple suggestion, but it's one of the most powerful ones I think we can make. So, and you're right, Brian, when you do drink a lot of water, it's really easy to put an extra kilo or two of water weight on very, very quickly. And being obsessed with the scale is not going to get you anywhere. What you want is to solve the problem forever. You don't want to lose 20 pounds in 20 years. You want to solve the problem forever in a sustainable way and be done with it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. And, like, you know, people ask me, like, well, you know, how do I measure that I'm on the right track? Well, I get people to ask themselves questions like, you know, am I less hungry? Am I feeling, satisfied more quickly from my food? Am I, craving fewer sugary foods? And, you know, have I more energy? Now, if your answer sort of, yes, maybe to most of those questions, that's a really good indication that, your fat programs are being, dialed down, that you're certainly heading in the right direction.
Yeah, and I'll take that a step further. The biggest one for me is if you're not hungry at night anymore. In other words, if you used to be hungry at night, you used to crave junk food or whatever, and you're not craving junk food at night anymore or in the afternoons between 3 and 6 when we have those low blood sugars, if you're not having those cravings anymore, you are on the right track. Now, it does take time for the body to regain the ability to burn fat efficiently.
Mm.
It does take time. So even though you're on the right track, it may take a few months for it to kick in. That's a really good point, Brian.
Yeah, I just think it's nice for people to know that, what they're doing is, it is changing their internal chemistry, which is what it's all about. And, like Tracy said, that, focusing on, not necessarily focusing, but, working on those habits of adding in the nutrition really puts you in a good place of, providing your body with enough energy to tackle some of those bigger issues, which, ultimately might be the key to your success to, really finally solving your weight problem.
Yeah, Brian, I couldn't agree more.
So any other... Those no-brainers of just nourishing and looking after yourself.
Yeah. Okay, and of course, dealing with the stress of listening to the visualization CD, et cetera. So, Brian, any other stories, suggestions? I want to take in... we've got a couple other coaches I want to bring on before we start taking questions. So.
Yeah, no, mate, I'm done. I just want to say thanks to everyone, and... it's just great to finally be here and get this going. I think it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, no, well, I'm really, everybody on our side is just really excited about this because this is the most comprehensive program we've ever put together of walking people step by step through making these changes. So I'm excited.
Yeah, it's exciting.
And I very much appreciate you having you on board, Brian. So thanks very much.
Man. Okay,
all right,
bye, everyone.
Bye. Okay, so let's hear from Mary Lane. If she's here, I'm pretty sure Mary Lane, one of our coaches, is here also. Mary Lane, are you there?
Hi, John.
Hi, Mary Lane. How are you?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good. Yeah, really good. So, what's happening with the work that you're doing right now, with the clients that you're talking to? What's working? What's not working? What are the challenges?
Well,
how are you feeling?
Honestly, I haven't started yet because I was on a holiday before.
Oh.
But I'm here and listening to everyone else's story, so I'm ready to go.
Okay. So this is Mary, for everyone that doesn't know, this is Mary Lane. She's one of our coaches, and she's going to be working with some of you. And she's got a lot of experience. You can just tell us real quickly about what some of your experience is in working with people.
Well, I have my own practice in the Netherlands, and I've been working with the subconscious mind for like 7 years. So when I read your book, I just knew I had to work with you because, there's so many people struggling with these problems. And right now we're in Holland, we're doing all kinds of stuff, and we have a lot of great reactions. And I got an email from a Belgium lady, and she lost 37 kilos, and she was so grateful because she thought she was, you know, that the whole Gabriel method saved her life, actually. And she's very shy, and I asked her, can you use your story? And then she was quiet for a few days, and then she mailed me back, and she said, yeah, I didn't want to, but, you know, I'm so grateful, and I think everybody should know this. So I'm so happy that, you know, I'm one of your coaches, and I think you have such a great solution to a struggle so many people have, obviously.
Sure, sure. Excellent. Yeah. All right, well, maybe we can bring her on one day and hear some of her stories. But in the meantime,
that would be great.
Everybody that's listening, say hi to Desiree or to Mary Lane, and some of you will get the opportunity to work directly with her.
Yeah.
So thanks for being on the call, Mary Lane.
Thank you. Thanks for the opportunity, John, to work with you. I'm very happy.
My pleasure. Take care. Let's bring in Desiree also, and just introduce Desiree.
Hello.
Hey, Desiree. How are you?
I'm pretty good, John. Good to hear you.
Yeah, great.
Can you?
So, have you started working with clients yet?
Oh yeah, yeah. I've spoken to 20 people over the past week and a half, so that's a pretty large amount.
Okay, so what's happening? How's it going? What are you finding that's working for them, not working? What are the challenges? What's happening?
Okay, well, like Marjolein, I'm also specialized in working with the subconscious mind, and we believe that that's where the problems lie. And listening to Tracy, she just, told us the same thing. And some of the big challenges are dealing with the automatic behavior caused by limiting beliefs, again, on a subconscious level.
Okay.
And people will often be able to pinpoint the fat switch triggers, but because they're almost like set in stone on a cellular unconscious level, they're almost impossible to change without help.
Yeah.
In talking to the people and just talking for the first time, I find that the biggest success is that people are feeling lighter already because they were just able to tell their story to me and to be taken seriously in their problems, maybe for the first time.
Yeah.
And more importantly, John, they allow themselves to take their challenges seriously for the first time. And that's the first step toward healing and breaking down those beliefs that are set in stone, like I said before.
Yeah.
So those are just really big successes, I find, already in a first call. It's unbelievable. Yeah.
I agree with you also, Desiree, that, you know, sometimes when you've been struggling, I know for me, when I was struggling to lose weight, and I'd go to the doctor and say, just eat less, you know, and it wasn't working. Because sometimes I would eat less and I wasn't losing weight, or I couldn't take it anymore. It was unsustainable. And one way or the other wasn't working, to the point where, as I mentioned a couple of times, I even got yelled at. I mean, I got yelled at by Dr. Jenkins, you know, and I was just like, look, yelling at me is not the answer. Dealing with the root causes is the answer. So when you're talking to someone and you're actually validating the fact that they know there's more going on than just eat less, That is a liberating experience, and it helps clear out the layers of issues to help you get to the real issue. So that sounds really good. And we'll talk a lot about another good way of dealing with unconscious limiting beliefs is visualization. We have a lot of different visualizations that we're going to walk you through over the next few months to help deal with that.
Yes, and not only that, John, I want to add that listening to the visualizations also really help lower your cortisol levels, which is one of the main problems people are dealing with. So not only is it very good to change around your limiting beliefs, but at the same time, you're calming your body down, which is essential for any change to occur. Just like Brian just said, you need to nurture your body, not only physically, but also mentally. And so the visualizations, again, I'm a big fan of them. Yeah. So
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. For all the participants, get as many visualizations in as you possibly can. Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't agree more. I'm a huge visualizer. Probably not as much visualization as certainly anybody I've ever met. And I'll tell you what, it gets easier and easier. It's shocking how powerful your mind can get to manifesting things, not only a healthy body, but also successful in other areas, successful career, relationships, life, overall health. So you just get, it's a tool. As I said, our minds are something we need to learn how to manage, we need to learn how to work with, but they also are a very, very, very powerful tool that once you learn how to use, the sky's the limit. And our biggest problem, all of us across the board, we don't know how to use our minds. So to me, it's like you're in a car and there's no one that has their hand on the steering wheel. And that's really what's happening. So you're crashing, you're going off the road, you're wondering why you're going off the road. Well, you don't have your hands on the steering wheel. So visualization, to me, is putting your hands on the steering wheel. It helps, as you say, chemically it lowers your cortisol levels. It helps change limiting beliefs. It helps energize your body. It helps you burn fat. It helps you communicate to your body that it's safer to be thin. And in so many different ways, it is the tool of choice for us. And we get tremendous results from it. So Desiree... So everyone that's listening, a lot of you will be working with Desiree, some of you are already, and she's very talented, excellent coach. So, Desiree, thanks very much for coming on the call.
Yep, no problem. Thank you. Take care.
Okay, beautiful. Take care. Okay, so we're going to start taking questions, and remember, if I don't answer your question, I do have office hours. I have plenty of office hours. There's actually close to 20, somewhere between 15 and 20 different opportunities you'll have to reach me over a month period. So again, I can only take your call once in the month, but have your questions lined up, you and I can talk. But in the meantime, we're going to start taking questions here. So the first one I want to take, we've got Lee in Louisiana.
Hello, John.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. Thank you. Brian Killian is my coach, and, you know, he's sort of answered this question. The question I have for you both this evening, I read your book early in the spring. I began a dramatic food change into raw vegan cuisine in June. I had a 22-pound weight loss the first month. I only lost a few pounds further in July. I did the Gabriel Code with you and then have begun the case study. And, you know, I have noticed my real question is, how do we find at this point in our journey, how do we find the balance point between changing our diets but not going into starvation and nourishing ourselves enough without habitually overeating? I'm having quite a hard time finding that balance point. And I know Brian says throw the scale away, and I appreciate what he's saying, but I don't seem to have any other empirical measure at this point except the scale, which I'm not doing but once monthly.
Right,
that's my question.
So there's a bunch of things I want to say. First, you know, welcome to the case study. I'm really happy you're working with you. I'm happy that you're getting success already. Now, weight loss, in my experience, is when you do it in this type of way, in this sustainable way, it's not a straight line experience. So, like, if you're on a diet, you're going to be losing 3 pounds a week or whatever it is until you stop losing, and then usually have this rebound effect. What I find is when people lose weight by actually working with their body and getting the body to not need or want the weight anymore, you lose weight very quickly, like you just did the 22 pounds, and then you have a plateau, but it's not a plateau that's a struggle. It's more of an easy plateau, and then you have another quantum leap. So the weight comes off in quantum periods. So, like, when I was losing my weight, there might be a period of a month, 2 months, 3 months where I didn't lose anything, and then all of a sudden I lose 50 pounds in a matter of a month. It would just fall off me. And I think what happens is as you're losing the weight, and if you remember that weight is originally a safety mechanism for your body. So as you're losing the weight, your body has to make sure it still feels safe at this lighter weight. So you've now lost 25 pounds very quickly, and your body is going to want to, you understand, your body is going to want to feel comfortable, make sure, test the waters, am I still safe? Am I getting the stress messages of starvation or fear or whatever the stress messages are that you are getting, are you getting them? If not, we can move on. That's the way this type of weight goes. So I would expect it. I would expect rapid movements, stabilization, rapid movements. So that's the first thing. The second thing is when you told me you were a vegan, that put up a red flag with me because of nutritional issues. I find it's incredibly challenging to get all the nutrients you need and not be in that kind of starvation thing while being a vegan. Now, what I usually tell people is that I'm a raw food vegan that eats chicken, meat, and fish.
Well, to be honest, John, I would say that overall I've had about 90% raw vegan, and I'm fortunate enough to be able to be having these meals prepared for me as well as six cold-pressed juices per day. So it's being done by someone professionally for me, and that's helpful. And I have had some protein cravings, and as I told Brian, I have to have a couple of three turkey sandwiches, in which I'm trying to get off the bread. But every so often I feel the need to have some protein, and I've done that, and I've allowed myself to do that.
Yeah, well, I would not confine it to every once in a while, is what I'm saying. For now, unless there's some sort of philosophical reasons for not.
No,
eating,
not really. I was just trying to be clean, trying to give my body a cleansing period.
Right. Okay. So then, what I would do now is I would make meat a part of your daily. I would have meat be, you know, meat type of animal protein be 30% of the food that you eat, not 10%, not occasionally, but 30%. Protein is going to give you what you need. Otherwise, you are going to start developing those cravings. You aren't because you do need that. Okay, so shift that. And then I also want to know what some of the other things are that are affecting you, because we do have a tendency to zero in on the food and keep zeroing in with a microscope. And there's this whole big elephant in the room, you know, red elephant, green elephant, whatever the expression is that we're not looking at, which might be an emotional issue or a sleep issue or something else. So let me ask you a couple of quick questions. So how much weight are you looking to lose?
I have a lot to go. I bear a striking resemblance to your before picture. I was 385 pounds when I began. So I need to lose about 185 pounds.
Okay, sleep apnea.
I've been on CPAP for many years.
Okay, good. All right, so, and what about, can you trace your weight gain to a specific time period in your life?
I'm a now retired physician, and I have a very severe advanced case of Hashimoto's thyroiditis, and I had an extremely stressful job. So I had emotional obesity, I have a metabolic reason, and I have, you know, habitual eating reasons. I have a little of all of it.
Okay. Now, with the Hashimoto's, I just want to make sure, and it sounds like you are, that you're dealing with digestion-type issues, because even though it's an advanced case, I have seen people get some relief from that by improving their digestion. But it sounds like you are doing that if you're getting juices and things like that. And
it's made a tremendous difference.
Having probiotics. Okay. And you're dealing with the stress side of things, right? You're dealing with the visualization and things like that. You're doing things like that, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Then the only thing I would change right now is two things. One is your expectations. So the first thing I would say is understand that weight comes off in quantum leaps, and then stabilize, not a straight line thing. And then the other thing is I would eat as much animal protein as you want. I wouldn't limit yourself at all on that. Okay?
Okay.
And I think it's a really healthy way to eat. Is when I make a joke about being a raw food vegan, eating chicken, eating fish, but the fact is I do think it's the healthiest way to eat, because really what I'm saying is I don't eat man-made food.
I
don't eat processed prepared food. So to me, that's the healthiest, and I do not limit myself. And I can tell you there's days that I eat twice what most people would be the average acceptable amount to eat. And sometimes I don't. But the point is it's a natural experience, and it's all foods my body understands. So eat as much animal protein. Right now, eat as much animal protein as you want.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful. All right, my pleasure. We'll talk again soon. Take care. Okay, so let's talk to Wynn in New Zealand.
Yeah, hi, John. Nice
hi,
to be part of your program.
Welcome to the case study. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Now, my question for you is, I'm 50 and have started menopause. I didn't write down in the questionnaire for the case study about things that you take over the counter. In this case, it's Remifemin that I've been. It's a natural plant extract that sort of helps you with menopausal symptoms. And I suddenly thought, is that all right to take, or should I stop taking it?
You know, I wouldn't do anything more, I mean, take or not take, but the first thing I would do is have a consult with Dr. Howard Leibowitz, because going into menopause is very tricky, and it can cause either weight gain or resistance in weight loss, if it's too stressful on the body, if the hormonal changes are too rapid, too fluctuating. He to me, is the world authority on natural hormone balancing and menopause, bar none. He does things in a way that I've never seen anybody do it. It's a very integrative approach, a very holistic approach, and he knows how to do it. For example, sometimes people, they'll go to a doctor and they'll get hormone therapy, but it's just a straight line thing. What he does is he'll have a hormone type of therapy that mimics your normal monthly cycle. So you take a little bit each day and then a little bit less over a two-week period. There's so many different things that he does. And it's such a subtle, complex issue that you've got to get onto him. Now, the easiest way to get onto him is to go to his site, Dr. Howard Liebowitz, or the Liebowitz Longevity Center. Connect with him.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, Liebowitz Longevity Center. Just send us an email. We'll give you a link. Liebowitz Longevity Center to Howard Liebowitz. Just send us an email, and we'll tell you how to connect with Howard Liebowitz. Okay.
So
have a consult with him. Okay, and then you and I can talk. But until then, you're really fighting in the dark, and it is it's a slippery slope navigating it successfully. There's no question you can do it, but you need all the help and expertise that you can get. And this is the man.
Right. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
So okay, my pleasure. So we got a couple more callers that I'm going to take. I don't know who the next caller is. So maybe, Shannon, if you could just put the next caller in, or Aaron, put the next caller in, and then send me a text. Let me know who else is on hold. Thanks. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. What's your name?
Oh, hi. I didn't know I was on. Hi, John. My name's Jana, and I'm in...
Hi, Jana. How are you?
Hi. I'm in... Reno, Nevada, up by Lake Tahoe in the United States.
I love
and,
Lake Tahoe.
Yeah, I knew you would probably know where it was from if you
spot.
Went to San Francisco a lot. So,
I was a skier, and I love Lake Tahoe. But anyway, welcome to the case study. How can I help you?
Well, thank you. I just want to say that after being on lots of programs for weight loss, this is the first one that has kind of made my spirit sing. And what I'm sorry, I'm kind of getting choked up by that. But what I mean is, it's like finally someone gets it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry for getting choked up.
I
hate
please.
That when I do that. But it's kind of like the body just goes, oh. Thank God.
Yeah. Yeah.
So my question is, and this kind of segues into this, because on all the other programs that I have been on, I've never experienced something that I'm experiencing now that is my question. And that is, I find that I'm overwhelmed with emotion at times, just kind of out of the blue.
Yeah.
Nothing has... I am under a lot of stress, lots of stress, and I am doing the visualizations and everything that I know how to do. But I'm wondering if the visualizations have just kind of, if I'm almost losing emotional, in your chapter you talk about emotional obesity, but if some of that trapped energy is just like coming up and just being released. I'm not quite sure.
Jana, that's exactly what is happening. It's like we've taken, we've uncorked this bottle and it's all coming out, So you have had these emotions so tightly sealed inside you. And when you had this release of, oh, finally somebody really gets me, gets what I'm going through, understands it, acknowledges it, it was this release just opened up this floodgate of bottled up emotions. It was like you could let go of your grip and you could relax and ease into it because it was a real solution for you. So that that opens up. And then the visualizations, they're touching that part of you. They're touching that part of you that speaks to the very real essence of what's going on. The feelings of safety, the feelings of being protected, all of these things are being touched right now at a very deep level. And not just on a conscious level, on a subconscious level, on a cellular level, they're being touched, they're being opened. This feeling that you're having of feeling emotional is the best thing that could possibly be happening to you right now. I would not worry about it. I would let it out whenever you have the space and the opportunity to cry, to let it out. Right now, when you're talking to me, don't apologize. It is the body's way of releasing stored up, pent up emotions and emotional pain. So 100%, it is the best thing. It's like you've got these gutters. Another analogy. So you've got these gutters that haven't been cleaned in years, and they've just got layers and layers of stuff in them. You stick your hand in, and all of a sudden there's some movement. You know, you start pulling out some leaves, and there's all this anaerobic waste, and it smells, and it's decayed. But it's moving now. You're getting it out. And when you get it out, those gutters are going to be clean. And when they're clean, it's just clear water coming through. That means that emotionally you're going to be pure. You're going to be unblocked. That's going to manifest itself in many other ways in your life. That's going to manifest because the emotional blocks that we have manifest in our lives as physical blocks. You know, blocks to creativity, to emotions, to relationships, to careers, physical health problems. All these things are outs, external manifestations in many cases of blocks. So
okay.
What you're doing, I don't know if you felt that, if you felt, you know, blocks in other areas of your life or things where you wanted to succeed or progress, and it's not that you felt a block in them, but what's happening is you're literally unblocking. Does that make sense?
Yes, it makes absolute sense. At the same time, it also I've been really working on feeling safe, but I'm finding that I'm also feeling very vulnerable and raw. And it's kind of like, okay, this is interesting.
Yeah, they sort of have to go hand in hand if you think about it, because what you're doing is you're feeling, and the same nerves that handle pleasure handle pain. So you're getting in touch with feelings, and that's leading you. And you are open, and that opening is letting you clear out whatever's blocked or stored, but it literally is an opening. So listening to the safe and protected visualization that we have is a really, really crucial one for you. It's so crucial. Feeling that.
Yeah, I have been listening to that. I love it.
Yeah. And in your daily life, when you're feeling open and raw and vulnerable, imagining those angel wings protecting you, that column of light protecting you, asking your higher self, your guides, whatever your belief orientation is, the universe, however you want to protect you, to hold you, feeling that protection around you all the time as much as you can. If this is another way of using your mind, in case you're using your mind to bring in protection. So feel that protection, but at the same time, feel the vulnerability, feel the openness, feel the rawness, allow it to go through you. It's so powerful. Nothing else is going to heal you, cleanse you better than what you're experiencing right now. There's no, like if you told me, oh, I have junk food cravings, whatever it is, and I knew you had emotional situations and challenges, hearing this.
Yes, I do. Well, I have most of my life, but I definitely do right now with family things going on. So, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah. So, all right. So, yeah, let yourself feel this, okay? And do feel that protection around you as much as possible. And
just kind of let the emotions just come up and go, huh?
It's beautiful. It's so powerful. It really is.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you and all the coaches and everyone on this program. It's a wonderful program. Thank you.
My pleasure. We'll keep in touch. Okay, we'll talk soon.
All right.
Okay. Fine. I need to make an announcement to my moderators that are on the call right now. So for whatever reason, I'm not getting texts. So communicate via Skype. So let me know who the next people are on by Skype. In the meantime, please put the next caller on, but send me a text message via Skype to let me know if there's anyone else on the call that has questions. Okay. So Let's get the next caller, please. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, is it you, John?
Hello, this is John.
Am I on?
Hi, who's this?
Oh, hey, I'm Tanya. I'm calling from Sydney.
Tanya, it's a pleasure to meet you. Welcome to the case study.
I've just joined the case study. I've got my first session with Paul on Thursday. Health-wise, I'm already doing everything because I want to fall pregnant. I have a few issues. The visualizations, because I actually study counseling and biopsychology myself, so I'm really interested. I'm a full believer in the mind-body connection and things like that.
Yeah.
One thing came up for me. I have a really weird fear that seems to have like become a bit of a belief. Last year, my mum actually passed away of cancer, and I seem to, but everyone keeps saying that I'm just like her, you know, you're just like her. I seem to have come up with this belief that if I look more like her, because she was really slim by the time, you know, she got really sick and she was really tiny, that if I look more like her, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And just talking about it, I can feel the anxiety, the fear in the guts, everything, the hands are shaking. And, but how do you deal with such a, it's an irrational fear.
Okay, so look.
And
I just want to tell
how do you deal with that sort of thing?
Yeah, okay, so this is the reason, it's not a coincidence that you're asking this question right now. Because you just said you wanted to have a baby, right?
Yeah.
Did you just say that? Okay. Yeah. So when you're wanting to have a baby, the first thing, the healthiest thing that you can do is to work through whatever your issues are with your connection with your mom. Because if you don't work through those issues, you're going to pass them on to your kid. So what you're really, this is a call from some part of you to really, that's why it's coming to the surface right now. Okay, is because you need to clean this out so that this, when the child comes in, they get a fresh start and your relationship with them is fresh and authentic.
We had a lot of unresolved issues that I never got to finish with her, and you know, there's a lot back in there. So I don't know, is that maybe myself trying to deal with it? I have to get it out, but then again, it's so easy to help other people. But it's so hard to help yourself.
Yeah. Okay, but you're doing it in the right direction. So, So what I would try to do is, rather than necessarily understand on a conscious level, you need to just work through it. You mentioned that you're doing work with...
Thursday together.
Yeah, okay, great. So you're doing everything. Then, in essence, you're doing everything that you need to do. All you need to do right now is understand that there's a real reason why this is coming to the surface right now. And this is bigger than you. This is about your relationship with your child that you're about to have. And it's about really healing and clearing out whatever these issues are. So that's what you need to focus on. And you're going to do it with Paula. You'll do it with the visualizations that we're listening to. You will do it because it's just so there right now, and you're getting all the help that you need.
Yeah.
So that's all you need to do. That's what you're going to focus on.
Okay, because to be honest, it makes sense because before she passed away, I was eating healthy, I was losing weight, and then once she passed away, the weight slowly started to come back on again.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of...
How long ago did she
die? She only passed away in October last year.
So it's
pretty recent, and I have been blocking it. And
this
something now, the cork has come off, and I'm having to deal with it.
Yeah.
Because everything else I've been doing properly.
Yeah.
It's just this one thing that's got me stuck.
Literally what you say, the cork has come off, is exactly what's happening right now, and this is exactly perfect. I wouldn't try to overanalyze why you have the feelings or what you – just go through this process of doing the work of the visualizations and the work with Paula and letting yourself process emotionally as Jonna that we just spoke to, as Jonna was just experiencing. Let yourself process emotionally. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Okay, all right, that's all. Thank you, John. I'll talk to you later.
My pleasure, Tanya. So, but the one thing I just want to say to you, Tanya, as you're going, is that the work you're doing now is exactly what you need to be doing. Okay, it's perfect.
Okay.
And it's going to make not only going to make a difference in your health and your fitness, but your relationship with your kid also. It's going to be huge. So it's really perfect
that's
work.
That's the most important thing to me, that I'm healthy and everything is working well, and I have a good child. So a healthy child.
Yes.
But anyway,
exactly.
I'll be seeing you in Kiama.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
good.
I've already asked to sign up, so you'll see me in Kiama.
Excellent. Well, we'll
so
talk
hopefully,
a lot
hopefully,
that.
I'll be pregnant by then.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling you probably will be, and it's going to be beautiful. So let's keep in touch, okay? We'll keep working.
Okay, John.
Take care.
You have a good day.
Bye. Okay, fine. Hey, so let me just make a general announcement to everyone that's listening. So some people are texting, emailing, chatting, that they don't have a coach yet. Don't worry. You're going to be assigned a coach very, very soon. I think it takes sometimes a few days till we schedule all that together, but it's all going to happen. You will have a coach very soon. You will be guided through the process. So I'm going to do two things. We got one more caller to talk to, and also I want to just bring in Coach Smita. To introduce yourself to everybody. So, Smita, are you there? Can we bring in Smita, please?
Yeah. Hi, John.
Hi,
hello.
Smita. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Hi to everyone else.
Great. So, what's happening? You've started coaching people, Smita?
Yeah, I've coached about 12, 13 people in their first call already. And it's similar to experiences to the other coaches, like Desiree was saying, the breakthroughs in getting to the real cause. I've been encouraging everyone to do the fat trigger quiz. So it's a good starting point, but sometimes they don't always bring, like there might be other issues as well that we need to bring in. So it's going back and looking at what those issues are and trying to come up with good solutions for them and using the tools that we have.
Yeah.
And definitely
what
Brian
find,
was saying about
finding,
throwing at the scales, that's so important.
Yeah, I agree with that. So what are you finding people are able to identify some of the most important triggers and get a clear sense of where we're going to be going over the next couple of months? What do you think?
Yeah, sometimes it's a real mixture at the moment. A lot of it is emotional. Also mental stress as well. And sometimes it's not even, the issue isn't always very clear. It could be they've had, nothing happened in their childhood. They just love food. So it could be something similar as that. But it's about making your body feel safe, isn't it, with the visualizations.
Well, keep in mind that when you love food, there's usually a little bit more to it than that. So love food might mean that they were force-fed, might have been a survival issue, maybe they were too skinny as a kid, so their parents force-fed them. So there's a lot more under the surface than just love food. So we need to look a little bit deeper than that sometimes. So tell us, Smita, a little bit about your background, your experience also, so for the listeners.
All right. Well, I did the Gabriel Method a few years back, and this was the one thing that let me get to a size I've never been able to be, like since I was a teenager. So, and it was that using that mind-body connection, I never knew the impact of that. And using the visualization, doing all the healthy eating and everything, and it just really allowed me to lose a lot more than I'd previously thought I could. We always thought that I would be a UK size 12. I never thought I could get past that. So it's been pretty amazing to get to size 8.
Now you're feeling your size 8. That's beautiful. And so what experience do you have in terms of just helping, in terms of your coaching and personal improvement and working with people?
Yeah, it's great. There's some really great people on the program, and I'm really enjoying using my experience and trying to help them in the same way. So it's just so energizing. I really feel like I'm enjoying working with these people and getting them to reach their goals.
Excellent. Okay. All right, Smita, thanks very much for coming on. We're going to hear a lot more from you and from the people you're working with over the next couple of months. So We have
one
other coach who couldn't make it today, which is Paul North. Some of you have him, and Tracy, who we spoke with, who had lost all the weight, is now working with Paul also. And he'll be on one of the next calls, and we're going to be adding a lot more coaches as we go on. But this is our core group, and we're trying to keep the intention small right now, so we can really really focus on you and give you everything that you need. I'm going to take one more call. And Shannon, yes, I'm getting your text now, so it is working. So I'm going to take one more call. We got one more questioner, and I think we're going to wrap up after that. So Kathy from Melbourne.
Hi, John. My name's Kathy. How are you?
Kathy. How are you?
Good, thanks. Since starting the program, it's only been a couple of weeks, I found that I've actually gained a little bit of weight, and I'm doing the visualizations and the night meditations, so I know I'm on the right track, but with the food, adding all the food, I mean, I'm so used to doing diets where the food is the biggest focus, I feel confused with, the quantities.
Okay, so let me ask you a couple of questions, Kathy. The first thing you said is you're used to doing dieting, and typically if you're used to doing dieting and you go into adding food, you can get a rebound effect, because the dieting is always, dieting in a sense is like artificially putting your body at a weight lower than it wants to be, and the minute you start eating more, you get sort of a rebound. So it's important to try to transition through that. So were you on a diet recently before this, before you started doing this?
Yeah, I had just enrolled with Weight Watchers, but then when I saw your case study come up, I just ditched that and came straight to, because I've read your book about 2 years ago, but I found without the coaching, I found it difficult to be consistent with it.
Right. Okay, so then what happened is if you go from Weight Watchers to not Weight Watchers, you're going to have a rebound, because Weight Watchers is a diet. But there are ways to do it in a healthy way so you don't have too much of a rebound, or maybe even in some cases no rebound. So what I would do, Kathy, is I would keep my eating. I wouldn't change my eating too much right now. Okay, I would keep it fairly consistent. But there's certain things you want to do. So typically with a diet, they tell you can have this many carbs or whatever it is. I would make sure that whatever the rules that were that you were obeying, that within that carb structure, for example, you have healthy carbs, which are the live carbs, the lettuce, green, so have as much salad as you can. And then with the fats, there's healthy fats. So healthy fats are the omega-3. So make sure you just put – so all I would do differently than what you were doing before for now, eventually there'll come a time where your body wants to be a certain weight that's thinner than you are now, and it'll be much easier. But that's not where you are yet. That'll take time. So in the meantime – what you want to do is just make certain subtle changes. And those subtle changes are: make sure you're getting a salad with every meal. Make sure you sprinkle some omega-3.
Yeah, including breakfast.
Other than that, sorry.
Oh, does that include breakfast? Like you would have a salad for breakfast as well?
Okay, so what do you? Not necessarily, but maybe. So what do you have for breakfast?
Well, at the moment, I've just bought a juicer, so I have a fresh juice, and I've been making an omelette because I know that's protein. I've been just sprinkling a bit of flaxseed oil on that.
Okay, so what...
My confusion lies is the snacks, like... Sorry, there, John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello?
So let me ask you some questions.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I get a bit confused with snacks. Do you have your protein and your omega-3 six small meals a day, or would it be just the three?
Now, again, I don't like to focus too much on specific numbers of meals and things like that. I want to get to a place where it's more organic. But let me just back up to breakfast a second, and we'll talk more about food in a second, okay? So breakfast, you said you put flaxseed oil in your omelet. Is that right, or did you say you put it in your juice?
Yes.
Which do you put the flaxseed oil in? Which do you put the flaxseed
oil in? I sprinkle it over my omelet.
Okay, so listen to me, Kathy. Don't sprinkle it on your omelet, okay? The reason is because the omelet's hot, and that'll make the flaxseed oil hot, and that'll make the oil corrupted, okay?
Yep.
Do you understand? Okay.
Yes,
I do.
So I should probably put it in my juice.
Now, what do you put in your juice?
I put parsley, celery, carrots, all veggies, Not necessarily organic, well, though. That's another question.
Yeah, all right. Don't worry, I understand. But what veggies? I want to know, like, a typical. The reason I'm asking is some veggies are great, some are not so great for juicing. So, for example, things like carrots and beets. This is important to understand. So carrots and beets, you don't want to have too much carrots and beets in your juice. You don't want to have any fruits in your juices. These things are going to slow down your weight loss. So a juice needs to be necessarily green. So the things that you're mentioning, parsley, celery, spinach, kale, cucumber, those are good things to juice. But if you're juicing too many other things, like if you're having carrot, maybe have one carrot, or parsley, have a little, or beetroot, have a little bit of beetroot in the juice. And the reason why I talk about juices so stringently is the whole reason you're juicing is for health, right? It's not like you're walking down the street and you're like, I got to have a juice. It's not like I'm saying don't eat donuts. I'm saying if you're going to juice, you're juicing for your health. So if you're juicing for your health, you better make sure it's the right juice. Otherwise, what's the point, right? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does, yes.
Okay, so that's why I'm being this way with the juice. So if you're going to go to all the trouble of juicing, make sure it's not too sweet. Because if it is, if you're using sweet vegetables or fruits, you're going to have problems with your blood sugar. It's going to slow down your weight loss. So juicing should be solely for nutritional reasons, for health reasons, and it has to be green. Now, I do think that I would rather you put maybe some ground flax seeds or some ground chia seeds in the juice than flaxseed oil, because it's always going to be a little bit healthier than the oil. Oil gets easily corrupted. Also, if you're having an omelet, there is nothing wrong with having a salad with the omelet. You know, then you could use flaxseed oil as part of your salad dressing if you want. But there is nothing wrong with having a salad with omelet. So, but anyway, going on to the smaller meals, the reason why we talk about eating smaller meals is because you need to keep your blood sugar stable. But for you personally, I wouldn't make too many radical changes different than whatever it was that you were doing just for now. Whatever it was you were doing with Weight Watchers, I wouldn't make too many radical changes right now, because you will experience a rebound if you do that. So stick with something similar, but make sure there's a salad there or some live greens, and make sure there's some omega-3s. So just stay with that as your guideline for the next, say, month or so, while your body has the opportunity to change its hormones, its hormone, stress hormone levels and things like that, from dealing with doing visualizations, for dealing with stress and emotions and things like that. So that's an important thing. And the concept is you're transitioning out of the diet, and you always need to be able to transition out of the diet. So that's what you're doing right now. So stay with whatever the diet was, but for a transition period, but make sure you're getting live greens and omega-3s. Make sure you're getting those in some small way throughout the day, okay?
No worries. Thanks very much, John.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what's going to happen, Kathy, I'll just mention that after a while, whatever the real issues, we're going to be able to address the real issues. Then your body's not going to want the weight, and then it's not going to be an external struggle anymore. You're not going to have to count how many meals you have during the day or how much parsley you eat or any of these other things. Once you've had a chance to deal with the other issues. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So it should just happen naturally.
It's going to be a much more natural, organic process as we go forward and as you work with your coach over the next couple of months, okay?
Yes. Thanks very much.
Who's your coach? Do you have a coach yet, Kathy?
Paul. Yes, I've got Paul North.
Paul's great. I'm really happy with the group that we have, and we've trained them really. We've done extensive training with them, and they're top notch. So, you're all
fantastic.
Really,
well, I'm really looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too, actually. So, okay. All right. Well, we'll talk again real soon, Kathy. Okay.
No worries. Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks, Gavin. Take care. Okay, so that's our call for today. And remember, so you'll have each month, you're going to have a lecture from me. You're going to have a meeting with your coach. We're going to have this group meeting, and I'm going to have office hours if you need to talk to me. So we're going to be working a lot over the next couple of months, and we're going to be in contact a lot. And so I'm really looking forward to working with all of you and to helping you get tremendous success in weight loss, fitness, and every area of your life, really. So I'm excited. So thanks very much for joining the call, everybody, and we'll speak to you all real soon. Take care.